Now, by this evening, it's likely that Fine Gael's Heather Humphreys will be joining Catherine Connolly on the presidential ballot sheet in the race for the Oras. With Sean Kelly's withdrawal from the party's internal process, the former minister is expected to be ratified by the Fine Gael National Executive. Fianna Fáil is gearing up for a vote next week. Micheál Martin's man, Jim Gavin, would appear to have the numbers for the party's vote, but MEP Billy Kelleher is still in the fight for the nomination. What about Sinn Féin? Due to gather next week for the party think-in, still no candidate in the field. Let's discuss the lay of the land for parties and independent hopefuls now with Ivan Yates, the former Fine Gael minister and co-host of the Path to Power podcast. Ivan, you're welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Mary.
Let's start with Fianna Fáil, Jim Gavin versus Billy Kelleher. Why would Jim Gavin be a better fit for Fianna Fáil to career politician, former junior minister, now MEP Billy Kelleher? And why does Micheál Martin want him?
Well, what Fianna Fáil love best is winning, and he gives them the best pathway and the best prospect of winning. I was in touch with Billy Kelleher's team last night. They're fighting a very dogged, determined campaign. They're saying, look, he's never lost an election. He got a second MEP elected in the South. He's a party stalwart former minister. But the problem is, his appeal outside of Fianna Fáil and outside of Munster, and particularly Cork, is very limited. Whereas Jim Gavin has a really strong appeal. Not only he's going to join Fianna Fáil now, I understand, to deal with the issue of card-carrying membership, but Jim Gavin is executing, as you would expect, a very systemic campaign. He started with the Dublin TDs and senators, and you see in the undergrowth Paul McAuliffe, Catherine Arda, John LaHarsh, who would not be very close to Micheál Martin, all coming out in favour of him, even Jim O'Callaghan. He's now working on the road like a Senate-style campaign in Donegal and Galway. And I would expect, by the time nominations close at 5 p.m. on Friday, he will be very close to the magic figure of 36. And my general feeling is this day next week at 11:30, when the party meet, he'll win by about 50-20.
Let's look at his reach beyond Dublin, because surely in a race for the presidency, wouldn't Heather Humphreys, as a former high-profile minister of many years standing, have already got greater name recognition and indeed greater, you know, facial recognition when she hits every village and town in Ireland? People already know her, and she'd have that above and beyond Jim Gavin, wouldn't she?
No, I think, you know, if you look back at someone's CV, political service and public service as a public representative is not as highly valued amongst the general public as, we'll say, public service. And Jim Gavin's career in the Army, the Aviation Authority, but more especially in the largest community organisation in every parish and half parish of the country, the Gaelic Athletic Association. We saw this with Sean Kelly and other people. It's worth half a quota. And not only that, I think you're going to see one of the features is that nearly all the other candidates, and it sounds ageist, but it actually is an energy factor that, you know, if Jim Gavin, I think it's much better for him that there is a contest, because it gets the blood up, it gets his core supporting team active, and you know, I think Fine Gael have missed a trick there. But he's looking at having massive momentum. Fianna Fáil and he, I think, can raise over half a million to make sure there's a nationwide postering, household leaflets. I think the resources behind it are very, very strong. Mm-hmm. Now, look, every presidential campaign draws up more skeletons than there are in Glasnevin Cemetery. Yeah. But you know, it's hard to know. But at the end of the day, I can see a clear pathway for Gavin. I can't see a pathway for Kelleher.
Now, you can't see a pathway for Kelleher. We've talked about Heather Humphreys there as well in terms of recognition around the country. What about Catherine Connolly, the candidate of the left? She's been out well ahead of the field. Has this enabled her to introduce herself to the country?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's fighting the good fight. She has a front runner early advantage. I personally can't see her being in the final shakeup, because these become a two-way contest at the end of the day. And I think myself that the transfers between FF and MG will decide the winner. It was pivotal in the local elections and the general elections. So for Catherine Connolly, I think damage was really done by Alan Kelly last week, because the real damage, he said, is that Catherine Connolly is not Michael D. Mark II, is not Mary Robinson, who are Labour candidates. And he was drawing the distinction. So you have everything from Syria to Gemma O'Doherty. But put it like this, I would say that Heather has a certain likability that maybe Catherine doesn't as a personality. Her background is legal, and so, but that's a matter of personal choice.
And of course, time will tell, and the voters will decide. And she answered much of those criticisms with Justin McCarthy on the This Week programme on Sunday as well. But Ivan, let's move on to Sinn Féin. Still, the signs of uncertainty within the party about who they're going to run, or indeed if they are going to run a candidate. What should they do, in your view?
Well, first of all, just to finish on Jim Gavin, the other thing you've got to weigh in is the geography. Dublin represents 12 Dáil constituencies. The greater catchment area of Dublin is about a third of the electorate. You just cannot gain, say, the advantage of a Dublin candidate. As regards Sinn Féin, look, since April, they've had three choices. Support Catherine Connolly, run Mary Lou, or run another high-profile Sinn Féin candidate. Procrastination has turned to paralysis. And I think people will look back at this as the worst time for Mary Lou's leadership. She has neither led nor driven on this issue. She's perfectly entitled to take time to make up her mind whether she's a candidate herself. Personally, I believe she won't run. But now they're in a position. They're saying the 20th of September, with the prospect of polling day on the 24th of October, all that's involved. Look, Sinn Féin are perhaps one of the largest, if not the largest party in polls. They have 38 TDs. They have 46 national representatives, if you throw in six senators and two MEPs. They have an absolutely strong narrative of a border poll, of the six counties getting a vote in the presidency, and this being the last time. They have to run a candidate. Like, it's incredible to think such a strong brand wouldn't be a player in this. So I think there will be four candidates, but they have actually been dithering to the point of delaying and indecision, which is really damaging their chances.
Finally, briefly, anybody on the independent side, and we see the name of Bob Geldof yesterday being tossed around, anybody on the independent side coming through?
On Bob Geldof, his name was mentioned a lot in Fianna Fáil circles in 2018. He's now 74. That boat has sailed. The only way he could make it is a Fianna Fáil nomination, and that isn't available. And Micheál told him that on Friday. Look, the landscape for four councils to nominate it, again, do the maths. There's 949 councillors. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have 525 of those. I don't see a pathway. You know, if you look at Tipperary, they have 10 people lining up. It's not a contest. It's a speed dating event. They're getting 5 minutes each. I don't expect any of those.
All right.
From McGregor and Flatley through to get a nomination.
Ivan Yates, good to talk to you. Thank you very much. 27 minutes past seven.